the Balls cash machine.
We've given away hundreds of thousands of euro across the Go Loud network of stations. For your chance to win, tune in to Off the Ball Breakfast weekdays from 7:30 on the Off the Ball app, and we'll give you the all-important cash amount.
Oh my God.
GAA Daily.
On Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.
I'm Rory O'Hagan, and this is GAA Daily on Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, official performance nutrition partner of the Gaelic Players Association. Coming up, Galway's Rob Finnerty on Facing Armagh, Armagh's Rory Grugan on the belief in their panel, and Vicky Wall is headed back to Australia. But first, we are just days away from Sunday's All-Ireland Football Championship final. Galway and Armagh go head-to-head, looking to lift the St Maguire for the first time since 2001 and 2002 respectively. Here's Galway's Rob Finnerty on Facing Armagh in Croke Park and on Galway's attack.
In terms of the chemistry, say, of playing inside an attack, like yourselves and Armagh both have so many different types of threats, different styles of footballer. Is that enjoyable to play in when you know that, say, Matthew Tierney might play a ball a certain way, or Shane Walsh might do a certain thing in his head, and you've played with these lads so much, do you know what way they're going to move?
Yeah, of course. That just, you said it there yourself, that kind of comes with playing with lads. You kind of, you learn them, and you learn the type of runs they make, the way that they'll look to kick you the ball and things like that, and you develop relationships with lads then. And it becomes a lot easier to find them. Like, certain lads will move for certain players because they know that that's where they want to kick it, and you know that they will kick it. And yeah, it does work that way, and definitely we've managed to build a good few relationships.
Final one at the weekend, right? And the way you managed to keep three up at all times, and it's something you would have actually been the, before you got injured in 20, did you get injured in the Connacht final against Mayo in Croke Park? That
I
day
did.
You went off that day.
I did.
You would have been the point of the attack that day.
I was the closest to goal that year, yeah.
I always felt like your injury that year was nearly underlooked a little bit, because there was a couple of other things that went on that day as well.
Yeah.
Playing close to goal, is that something you like? Like being that threat and being able to loop around it?
I do, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Scoring's always been a big thing for me, so I like being close to goal. I also like playing the top of the triangle role, like the sharp little kick passes and stuff like that. That's kind of something I would have brought in more so in the last few years. But
it was nearly like, oh, we were playing the experimental rules that they're talking about bringing in next day, just having the three up, because it made such a difference, you know. And when you combine it with going long, it looked like a dream to play in that sort of style.
Yeah, well, to be fair, like, I think a lot of people are saying the last day that we had two or three up and that's something new, but like, a lot of the time we do keep two or three up. Like, you'd rarely see myself and Damien going back too far anyway, and Shane might go back to the halfway line max, like, but he's staying up as well, so I don't think anything really changed in that sense. It's just that people seem to pay more attention to it the last day.
You know Armagh so well.
Yeah.
Like, would you be spending a huge amount of time this week focusing on them, or are you more focusing on yourself?
Yeah, well, look, you'll obviously look at Armagh, but I've had a lot of analysis done on them before we played them in that group game, and we'd have looked back on that ourselves, and we'll look back at it again and see, can we pick up any small little tweaks that we can make from that day. But I suppose we'll probably spend a lot of time looking at ourselves and things we can work on from the Donegal game as well. So we'll do a bit on Armagh, but a lot of it will be about us as well.
Armagh's Rory Grugan, meanwhile, has been telling Off the Ball about the belief in the Armagh squad as they go in search of just their second ever All-Ireland title.
What did you feel like going to Croke Park, like, that you're facing Kerry? Was there any different feeling amongst the team? Because I was speaking to Ryan after, and he sort of said, like, even if it went to penalties, I knew we were going to win it. He just had this feeling that I'm sure he could feel off the whole team.
Yeah, like, we were going in as underdogs due to Kerry's, like, history and tradition and the fact that they had won the All-Ireland so recently. But we had, like, total belief in what we were doing. And that was the same through extra time. I suppose you become battle-hardened having had those games throughout this season and the last couple of seasons, and, like, obviously we didn't get out on the right side of them, and there was a lot of disappointment there with those penalty defeats, but you learn a lot from them, and, like, I like to think that we learned those lessons. And especially at half-time and extra time, there was just a great belief in what we were doing, that we were going to get over the line, and it was great to see it out.
Did you ever not believe, like, when you're going through those heartache moments, like, really tough Ulster finals, losing in penalties, All-Ireland quarter-finals, losing in penalties. Is there moments as a player where you just think, we're just going to be one of these teams?
Yeah, like, there is. You know, you could lay with hindsight and say, no, I always fully believed. But, like, those doubts are there when you have those tough defeats. Like, and it's all right saying the once off if it happened just against Galway in 22. There were four of them, like, that you've mentioned. So it's hard not to feel like that. It just wasn't meant to be for you. and the easy thing would have been maybe to throw in the towel. But I like to think that we've showed good resilience as a group of players and as management, and this credit to the people we have in our squad and management team, that we didn't just quit because we had a good belief in like the way we were being coached and the squad we were building, that we weren't very far away and that the margins were very small, you know. And you'd hear Kieran McGeaney talking a lot about how, you know, you hadn't been beaten in normal time by these teams. It was on penalties, and these are the teams who are going on to challenge at the top. So you had that feeling that what we were doing, a lot of it was right, and we weren't a million miles away. And I suppose that's why you stuck at it and kept the whole thing together. And I suppose seeing is believing, and getting over the line in a quarter final, and then especially against such a big team as Kerry in a semi final. Hopefully that gives us another good boost of confidence.
Meath footballer Vicky Wall has confirmed she'll return to Australia for the upcoming AFLW season. The two-time All-Ireland football winner missed out in her bid to make the Olympic squad for the Ireland Women's Sevens. Wall lined out for the Royals in this year's All-Ireland Championship before they were knocked out by Kerry in the quarter-finals. Wall will now link up with her club North Melbourne, with the new AFLW season getting underway on August 30th. Vicky's been speaking to Off the Ball's Aisling O'Reilly.
And then you go back playing with Meath. We saw you come off the bench against Kerry. That was incredible to see as well, I'm sure. Maybe something you didn't think you would do this year, but it was great to see you back in the Meath colours.
Yeah, no, definitely didn't think I'd get the chance to do it. But yeah, not the outcome we wanted. So I'm not sure I'd be celebrating it too much. But it was great, obviously, to get to play with the girls. Like, it's always a massive honour.
And are you back training or anything with Dunboyne? I'm sure they're calling you flat out.
Yeah, no, doing a bit of training now with Dunboyne, and then I'll head back over to Australia mid-August to play AFL for season 9, and then I'll be back within the sevens programme in December.
Amazing. So the rugby is what you want to continue to do? Like, you fell in love with the game a bit?
Yeah, I suppose just... like, I'm kind of not satisfied to just have given it this, I suppose, last 10 or 11 months. So I want to kind of see where I can get to and what I can do with it. I think it's, I've only maybe kind of started to understand some of the things in the last few months. So I'm definitely going to see if I can push myself a bit further in it.
It's a very difficult sport to understand, like, even covering it and, you know, meeting different journalists that have been covering it for 20, 25 years will always tell me they're learning, constantly learning. It's just one of those sports. Was it really challenging to find that transition between, obviously, AFLW, GAA, and then coming into rugby?
Yeah, I think, like you said, it made me feel a bit more at ease when I'd be sending a clip to some of the girls saying, like, what's this? Felt like, what's this penalty given for? And you come back with two different answers. So I'm like, okay, like, it's I'm not doing too bad, not doing too badly here. But I suppose, like, just the culture within the sevens, and I suppose it has been professional for a good while, and getting to, you know, bounce ideas off people, and, you know, feel valued and be able to, like, there's absolutely no judgment there with my lack of experience when I went in, and nobody kind of waited around for me. I was getting pushed around and told what to do in training, as in, and that was exactly the way I wanted it, even if sometimes it might piss you off a bit, but as in, like, the way they treated me and the environment and the transition into it was really, really good.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Off the Ball GAA feed to keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday. For the best Gaelic Games coverage, become an Off the Ball member now by visiting offtheball.com/join. I've been Rory O'Hagan. Thanks for listening.
GAA Daily.
On Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.